Now here's our formation constant then for the silver amine complex. We write it products over reactants. So in the previous slide you saw that we had our product was silver ammonia complex and the reactants were silver and ammonia. As usual, we use the stoichiometric coefficients from the balanced equation and our equilibrium constant. So there was one silver complex, there was one silver reactant, and there were two ammonia reactants. So here we've got the superscript 2 to indicate we had two ammonias in the equilibrium expression. Now the other thing we're going to use in the prac when we look at these sort of formation of coordination complexes is we're going to look at a solubility product. The definition of a solubility product then is if we take a compound, we put it into solution, typically in water, it will dissociate to give cations and ligand if it's a transition metal compound. There's an equilibrium for this, and as a result the degree of dissociation into the metal, in this case nickel and the dimethyl gloxene, will be indicated by what we call a solubility product, which again is a special sort of equilibrium constant. Now with equilibrium constants, one of our definitions is that pure solids are left out of equilibrium expressions. So in this case here, there's your expression for the product, the cation and the ligand. The expression for the reactants is a solid, so that means it vanishes from the solubility product expression. So I'll be providing you guys with numbers for the formation constant for some transition metal complexes. I'll be providing you with numbers for solubility products, and based on that you've got to figure out why certain things are happening in reactions. So this is introducing you to the terminology. As with all equilibrium expressions, it's at a particular temperature. That's the vital thing with an equilibrium expression. Everything changes as soon as you change the temperature. Now, solubility product is defined for a saturated solution, so you basically, you've got a beaker, you put your dimethyl gloxene in there, you're stirring that thing at a particular temperature for a sufficient period of time so that the systems come to equilibrium. At that point, you're then measuring the concentration of nickel, the concentration of dimethyl gloxene in solution, and that's how people